This is the Water Boys Across Politics Daily News Brief for Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. As you know, we're going to be going to a daily show for Cross Politic next week. So we're going to be live streaming every day at 6 p.m. And of course, that'll be dropping on our podcast also. So we want to become your nightly news and commentary for what's going on in our world from a Christian worldview. So be tuning in and of course, join the club to support our efforts. I feel like I'm just jumping off a cliff with all this extra work, but we're very grateful for this opportunity, which means also our daily news brief will not be video anymore, but will be going audio, which is where most of our listeners are at anyway. So be tuning in to the daily news brief, share it with your friends. We thank you for every share that counts. This episode is brought to you by Dropwave. Dropwave is a company that me and my friend Jeremy started because of cancel culture. YouTube has been coming for us, and I know cancel culture is going to be coming for podcasts. So we started Dropwave, dropwave.io, as a podcast hosting platform. We, of course, compete with Libsyn, Blueberry, Podbean, and so forth, but we're a cancel-free podcast platform that actually has better analytics. We're more kind of, you know, designed for network centric podcast platforms. Of course, your individual podcasts, but we're excited to be serving a Christian conservative cancel free podcast market. Sign your church up, sign your own podcast up. It's easy. If you already have a legacy podcast out on the market, we can easily slurp up all your content. Go to dropwave.io to sign up and email us if you've signed up and we can get you started with what's going on. Very tragic. Mass shooting at Texas elementary school kills 18 children and two teachers are dead. 18 students are dead and two teachers following the shooting, and the shooter's grandma was also killed prior to the school shooting. This is according to the postmill.com. This according to Governor Greg Abbott, who said the shooter shot and killed horrifically 18 students and two teachers. According to Allie Bradley, the suspect was wanted for murder and was being pursued by police when he exited the vehicle and ran into the grade school where he began shooting. Allie goes on to say the shooter was Salvador Ramos, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde, Texas. It is believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered the Robb Elementary school with a handgun, and he may also have had a rifle, but that's not yet confirmed. He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 18 students and two teachers. Mr. Ramos himself is deceased and is believed that responding officers killed him, said Governor Abbott on Tuesday. Very, very sad. Mike Rowe says feds revoked his filming permit. Received a call claiming it was pulled for his personal politics. This is according to the Daily Wire. Television host Mike Rowe said that the General Service Administration, the GSA, why do they have any authority over this in the first place? We don't know. Recently revoked his permit to shoot a new episode of Dirty Jobs and wondered whether it was done for political reasons or as an attempt to yank my chain, which he said the move failed to do so. In a lengthy message posted on Monday on Facebook, Rowe explained that why he didn't appear at the job site this week as scheduled to shoot an episode highlighting a woman-owned company and a boilermaker trade. Rowe said that to his both surprise and disappointment, the shoot was canceled at last minute when the GSA suddenly revoked our permit. What? Mike Rowe said, I just want to make sure you guys know that the decision had nothing to do with me, Discovery, or my production team. The decision was made solely by GSA, who oversees the location where you are currently working and required us to apply for a permit months ago. Obviously, we did. The necessary permits were quickly issued, and we were assured several times over the last few months that everything was still good to go. Why does he need a filming permit to go shoot on someone else's private business and property? That Micro goes on to say, he says, then just 2 days before I was scheduled to arrive, we received a phone call from a woman at the GSA who informed us that our permits were being revoked. When we asked for an explanation, she said security concerns. We've heard that before. When we asked her what kind of security concerns, she said she didn't know. She only told us that the decision had come down from the very highest levels within the GSA. The TV host did not specify the location of the scheduled shoot, but posted pictures of what appeared to be an M&M welding and fabricators. Not M&M's as in the candy. Actually, M&M welding and fabricators. The company is show had planned to feature the episode. Rowe went on to reference other places where the show has filmed in many sensitive environments under government control, citing previous permits obtained from the Army, Navy, Air Force, NASA, adding they even got a permit to film inside the National Security Agency, NSA. That is strange. What's really going on here? Roe asked in his post. He said, Roe said his crew later received a call from someone he said sounded credible, who claimed the permit was revoked because of Mike Roe's viewpoints. Politics. According to this caller, someone at the highest levels of GSA doesn't like Mike Roe's personal politics and used their power to deliberately string us along until the last possible second for the express purpose of yanking my chain, wrote Roe. Now, Roe also admitted he can't say for sure what the caller told him was accurate, but they said it's a credible caller. But this is why we've let the government for far too long get involved and regulate our private business, and somehow, you know, GSA is maintaining permits for filming. That's just ridiculous. Maybe Mike Roe should just break that rule or break that law and film it anyways and see what happens. Supreme Court to weigh Christian web designers' free speech argument against anti-discrimination law. So a lot of, you know, more Supreme Court cases are going to be coming up again. We're coming up on another cycle of Supreme Court cases, so be paying attention. Here's one that specifically pay attention to. This is according to the Washington Times. Lori Smith, a Colorado web designer who will have her case heard during the court's 2022 term, that's this fall, argues that the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act forces her to create websites that celebrate same-sex marriages, which violate her faith. Her case comes 4 years after Christian Baker from Colorado also took his First Amendment fight to the high court after refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex wedding. We all know Mr. Phillips. Mr. Smith said she observed Mr. Phillips' more than a decade-long legal battle, but she knew she couldn't live in fear of the government punishing her for her faith. Like Mr. Phillips, she now faces threats for challenging the law. I knew I couldn't live in fear, she told reporters in the Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. I'm simply asking, this is Wednesday last week, I'm simply asking for freedom for all of us to speak consistently with our beliefs. The same state regulations is at issue in Mr. Smith's challenge. Her 303 Creative Agency, her 303 Creative, is based in Denver and is subject to Colorado's public accommodation law that is designed to protect certain groups from discrimination in business settings. One such group is LGBTQ people. At least 29 states have added protection for LGBTQ individuals into their public accommodation laws, but some have protected speech from government interference, according to Mrs. Smith's legal team. Under the Colorado law, Mrs. Smith claims she's unable to make a statement on her website about her view that marriage is only between a man and a woman. Incredible how far we've gone. A federal appeals court ruled against Mrs. Smith, saying the state of Colorado can regulate a business's speech because it is an interest in ensuring equal access. What if a black man was required to, you know, make a website for the KKK? Mrs. Smith said she loves using her talents to shape messages for her clients. And she says, I do believe God chose me to represent him. Everything I do is consistent with my faith, and running my business is part of that. Colorado attorney Phil Weiser, though, insists companies cannot discriminate. What do you mean discriminate? You use that word like you know what it means. He says the U.S. Supreme Court has consistently held that the anti-discrimination laws, like Colorado's, apply to all businesses selling goods and services. Companies cannot turn away LGBT customers because of who they are. We will vigorously defend Colorado's laws, which protect all Coloradoans by preventing discrimination and upholding free speech. Well, folks, be paying attention. A date for oral arguments in the legal battle has not yet been scheduled, but Kristen Wagoner, an attorney with Alliance Defending Freedom, is representing Mrs. Smith, and I believe Kristen Wagoner also represented Phillips in his case. Lies, propaganda, storytelling, and this rated edge. Man, you guys, we can't wait to see you in Knoxville, Tennessee, October 6th to the 8th. We are not just your standard average conference. We're talking about lies, propaganda, storytelling, and serrated edge. What Christian conference does that? We also open up with beer and psalms. What Christian conference does that? We close with a big Sabbath dinner. What Christian conference does that? Folks, we want to create more than just a conference. We want to create a community of believers who want to learn to fight, laugh, feast together. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Early bird tickets are on sale now. We can't wait to see you there. Fightlaughfeast.com. Click on shop. File this next article under conservatives are cowards, and then some conservatives actually aren't cowards. Kind of, all right, well, follow me here. According to the Bee, not the Bee. This is not the Bee. You know, the Bee is the fake news, not the Bee is the real news. Well, whatever. Follow me here. Indiana is one of the many red states that have governors who are unwilling to actually stand up for conservative principles, an unflinching state that reality that boys are girls and girls are girls. Boys are boys and girls are girls. So this governor's got issues already if he's having a hard time standing up with that. But he's probably not much better than my governor who shut down churches and businesses during the COVID. With the opportunity to do that, just a few weeks ago, Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill that kept men out of women's sports. Holcomb tried to compromise Indiana girls' sports, but the legislators were not about to have it. So apparently, the legislators vetoed Holcomb's, veto. Is that what you call it? He vetoed Holcomb's veto? According to ABC News, the Indiana legislator voted Tuesday to override the governor's veto of the anti-trans bill that bans transgendered girls. That's men. Don't say that. Transgender girls. Men from participating in girls' sports in K-12 schools. Republican governor, shame on you, Eric Holcomb, vetoed the bill in March. He said the bill fell short in clarifying or creating policy to ensure fairness in schools. Boys can't be girls. How about that is clarifying. In his veto letter, he said he echoed the Indiana High School Athletic Association concerns that the bill does not address inconsistencies about enforcement across different counties and school districts and will cause confusion and litigation against schools. He also pointed to pending litigation seen in other states that have passed similar laws where courts have enjoined or prohibited the laws from taking effect. That would be translation, I'm a coward and I don't want to fight this. Any bill, he goes on to say, brought forward should address the issues raised in these lawsuits, Holcomb's March letter read. He also said there was no evidence of an issue of fairness in girls' sports and trans participation. No evidence? Has he not been following Connecticut? Has he not been following these, swimming at the university level? Has he not been coward? But good on the legislator. They were not cowards. And Partly what's kind of cool that's going on here also is just grateful for kind of the checks and balances that we see in our system to check that cowardly governor. The National Pulse announces World Economic Forum investigative priority and dedicated site. This is pretty cool. The dedicated site is take down the WEF.com, worldeconomicforum.com, take down the WEF.com. According to National Pulse, the National Pulse is announcing a new investigative priority surrounding the work of the World Economic Forum, as well as launching a new public information site called TakeDownTheWEF.com. Founded in 1971 by German economist Klaus Schwab, sounds like Pinky and the Brain version of Nazi or whatever, the World Economic Forum is an unaccountable non-governmental organization which convenes meetings of world leaders in Davos, Switzerland, with a view to impacting policy decisions on behalf of its members, predominantly multinational corporations and politicians. The group has been criticized for its state's aims of transforming or resetting global society for the benefit of private corporations rather than the public. Schwab himself has argued governments are no longer the overwhelming dominant actors on the world stage, and the time has come for a new stakeholder paradigm for international governments. Ugh! International governments. He goes on to say as a result, National Pulse goes on to say as a result, it's announcing a new commitment to exposing the work of the World Economic Forum and is calling on ordinary members of the public to help support this effort through crowdfunding site fundrealnews.com, or you can just join the club at crosspolitic.com or fightlaughfeast.com. Speaking on the subject, the National Post editor-in-chief Rahim Qassam said, "We're not just setting up a resource for members of the public to learn more about World Economic Forum. We're also crowdsourcing information on the group. The World Economic Forum is the throbbing blackened heart of globalism." He ain't wrong there. "And we intend to drive a stake in it. For those interested in taking the fight to this group journalistically as well as politically, think about urgently supporting this initiative." Well, this is interesting what they are going to be able to cover and what they're going to be able to dig up. I already was aware of reporters who were detained or arrested while trying to cover the World Economic Forum this past week. It's pretty egregious organization. So get to know what's going on. Stay up to date on it. It sounds like there's going to be some good information over at takedownthewef.com. This is Gabriel Wrench with your Cross-Baltic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLaughBeast.com, downloading our app, and head to our annual Fight Laugh Beast events. Yes. If this content is helpful, would you please consider becoming a Fight Laugh Feast Club member? We are trying to build a cancel-proof media platform, and we need your help. Join today and get a discount to our Fight Laugh Feast events, including Knoxville, Tennessee, and have a great day and work with us.